Charlie Hoppe is your 2017 National Winner in Agricultural Services Entrepreneurship Placement here at the National FFA Convention and Expo. Charlie, start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
So I graduated from Cedar Park High School in June of 2016, and I'm currently a sophomore at Texas A&M University studying agriculture economics. I've always been interested in finance, business, trying to make a little extra spending cash. And so when I joined the FFA in the eighth grade, I was able to use my interest as an SAE. And so that's how I got started in this this organization, and that's how I got here today.
Tell me more about your SAE.
So my SAE is buying and selling of stocks, commodities, derivatives, and many other securities as they relate to agriculture. So that can be a publicly traded company such as Monsanto or Archer Daniels Midland, or that can be an actual physical commodity such as corn or wheat. And what I do is I have a set of clients. I was licensed when I turned 18 in Texas. And the service I provide for those clients is as a brokerage platform for them to trade investments, but also for them to hedge against crops to prevent losses when they take those crops to the markets. And so my SAE really revolves around investments, protection of physical crops they have, and also making sure that farmers and ranchers are financially safe for the future.
Where did you get your beginnings in this SAE?
I started when I was 12. My dad introduced me to stock trading. He had some investments himself, and I was just so curious and just got hooked on it. And so from there, it was a lot of self-teaching, and I self-taught myself a bunch, and it was a lot of trial and error. I traded heavily during high school. I used my phone to trade, and since then, I've been able to take a few college classes that has, provided me some education for this. But also the biggest thing was when I turned 18, I was licensed in the state. I took a Series 65 exam, which is a federal exam that covers a wide range of financial law that legally allows you to trade for clients. And so that's really how I got my start and really learned about this particular SAE.
What challenges have you had to overcome within your SAE?
The biggest challenge has just been the learning curve. The financial services industry is extremely unforgiving, and there's a very steep learning curve. Obviously, I'm competing and working with colleagues that are twice or even three times my age, and so they have a lot more experience than me. And so the biggest challenge for me has been preparing and educating myself well enough so that when the markets do open, and the trading begins, I am prepared and have strategies in place. And so that's been the biggest challenge. It's just the learning curve and the amount of time and dedication it takes to just understand all the aspects of trading.
Who has been your biggest role model in helping you get to where you are today?
My biggest role model has probably been my father, because he was at the beginning of all of this, and he has really continually pushed me to get better and pursue higher education in this. Also, my ag teacher, Jack Winrode, was a big help in making sure that my SAE was successful and helping in any way he could, but also allowing me to compete in high school, which is something I love to do. And so those would probably be my two biggest role models. Both of them obviously offered a significant amount of assistance and help during this time.
Any advice you'd offer to other FFA students to make their SAE successful?
Absolutely. I think that regardless of how non-traditional or traditional your SAE is, don't be discouraged to be extremely ambitious. Especially in this SAE, I was continually told that, a high school student could not do this, but we found ways and mentors to help myself. And, just be ambitious and follow your dreams and really never give up, because it is a tough path to achieve a level of success in anything you do. And having that dedication and that perseverance, even when times are challenging, is extremely important to being successful.
What does the future look like for you?
So the future looks like for me, I'm going to finish my undergrad at Texas A&M in Ag Economics. And from there, I'm hoping to go to grad school and achieve an MBA. And from there, looking at possibly law school and becoming a securities lawyer, or I would like to work at a brokerage firm, either selling commodities or another form of agriculture securities for farmers and ranchers in Texas.
what was your reaction when they called your name as the award winner?
You know, honestly, I didn't know what to think. I was surprised as anybody, and I was extremely humbled and thankful to be here. It was an amazing experience. The process and the competition all the way through was very, very smoothly run, and I just appreciate all the help from my advisors, my family, and, of course, my support from the state of Texas. So
I've been talking with Charlie Hoppe, the 2017 National Winner for Agricultural Services in the Entrepreneurship Placement category at the 90th National FFA Convention and Expo. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.